And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. John Ireland from Rancho Lane are having a great time talking fishing and one of the most beautiful places on earth.
No doubt, man. Every time John's on here, it brings back all my favorite memories of going to the ranch and all the great fish we've caught and all the great fun we've had. And we're having a great time this morning. And if you want to get in the fun here on Let's Talk Hookup, there's two ways that you can do that. It has been a very busy morning. And right now, every single phone line we have is packed up to talk to John. But we're going to be taking a lot of those phone calls, which means a lot of opportunities for you to get through in the second hour. 858 area code 457-1090. That's our local number. Or get us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. Not only is it going to be your chance to talk to John Ireland, you're also going to get a shot at winning that great prize we're giving away today at the end of the show, and that's a brand-new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. Again, this one is the Kanoa Coast with that killer matte translucent blue and black striped frame, the blue Hawaii lens, and that awesome super thin glass. Thanks to Maui Jim for allowing us to give away such a nice pair of glasses at the end of the show today.
Yeah, what kind of sunglasses do you wear, John?
I can't.
Maui Jims.
Yeah.
You wear Maui Jims?
Yeah, of course,
right?
I have Maui Jims. Yeah. I'm trying to remember.
Not the style, but yeah.
Yeah.
But, and you use a prescription, too, right?
Yeah.
And their prescriptions are amazing.
The lenses are awesome, and they're really my favorite glasses. I wish I could wear them indoors, you know?
Yeah.
Because they're really good glasses.
I switched up to a new style lately. Like, I've always worn World Cups and Piajis, like the right. Kind of very, very wraparoundish ones. And I just got a pair of those Byron Bay.
Oh,
I love them. It's a it's like a more traditional square frame, very regular lens. But the lens itself is kind of wrapped. So you still get the wraparound, but you get a very traditional-looking pair of glasses. They're a newer style. I love them. They're really good pair of Maui Jims.
The cool thing about the newer styles is they have the super, super thin glass.
Yes.
Because they actually, hard to believe that they improved the best glass
exactly.
in the industry, but they actually made the super thin glass even lighter now.
It's crazy.
And Byron Bay is one of those styles.
So. Yeah, I really like them.
Yeah, good style.
It's amazing
sure.
how they're constantly coming out
always
with new styles, innovating.
Stuff.
Yeah, that's why I can't keep up.
Yeah, well,
that's my excuse.
One lucky caller is going to win today a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. So let's go ahead and jump into the phone.
You got it, man. Well, we got some very patient callers. Again, every line packed up. Let's start it off with Mario, who's calling us from Rancho Cucamonga this morning. What's up, Mario? Welcome
Thanks,
to Let's Talk About
Mario.
Good morning, guys. Great show. Hey, John, I was interested in that inshore fishing action over there at Rancho, and wondering also about the kayaks. Do guests have to rent those? Are they complimentary? And what's the inshore action like? Thanks.
I'm glad you asked because that's my favorite. You know,
yeah.
The inshore fishery at the ranch is consistent and really, really good. A lot of times when the pelagics aren't biting outside, you can always come inside and score. Right close to the beach, off the shore, and a lot of Jack Crevel mixed with the roosterfish, pargo, cabrilla, that you name it, and it's very, very good fishing. We do charge for the kayaks, I wish I could tell you how much, but it's not much. It's reasonable, and we have stand up paddle boards as well, but and spin casting rigs in the front desk. They're the office for you to use. Really good fishing off the beach there, and like I say, my favorite. If you go out on the boats and you decide you want to come inside, over this past year, 20-plus pound pargos have been common, and
wow.
Those are big pargo.
Big pargo.
And amberjack, we're running 50, 60 pounds, believe it or not. Big, big amberjack, real edible. A little different than the Jack Crevel. They're very, the big amberjack are real white meat, real edible. Good fishing inside. Honestly, it's unexcelled, and you can, because there are no waves. It's like a lake in front. You can get up real close to the beach and really anywhere you want, and very rocky and holding a lot of fish.
That's awesome.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Love the inshore fishing there.
My favorite thing, yeah.
A lot of times I don't even go out on a boat.
Yeah, I know.
I just like rent a quad and just run up.
Bart Hall just came back. Bart Hall just came back, and he doesn't go outside. He fishes inside.
All inside. Look at the roosters he's caught.
Oh, lots of big roosters. I think they caught 20-something different species. You know, he likes to catch a wide variety. And
when's the best time to go inshore, John?
At any time of year, you know, really, literally any time of year, it's working. Sometimes you got, when it gets this warm, you got to go a little bit deeper.
Uh-huh.
But it's the inshore fisheries, awesome. And
one of the things that always blows me away is in the earlier parts of the year when you guys are first getting rolling is the yellowtail bite that often happens in the East Cape. Like, I don't think I've ever seen a yellowtail come out of the East Cape that wasn't like a 30 pounder. Like it. There, for some reason, there's just no small ones down there. They're all big ones.
No, they're all big ones. They're all mossbacks, and they go once the water hits about 75 degrees, they're out. So they're really a winter fish for us, but they're around big time in the winter, and all the locals are banging away at them, and they're always big fish, real tuggers too. Those.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
they pull so hard.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090. You know. The first stop on my Alaska marathon was Whalers Cove Lodge, and certainly the highlight of my trip. It's such an awesome place. Every time I go back there, it's just great. And I actually learned about Whalers Cove Lodge from one of your guys at Rancho Leonero, right?
Right, yeah, Bruce Borgraves.
Bruce Borgraves. And he said, man, you got to go to this place. Oh, we got enough Alaska lodges we deal with. He goes, no, Pete, I'm telling you, you got to check this place out. It is awesome. And he is right.
Yeah.
You've been there, Ricky. You've been there, John. It is an amazing
place. You know, the show really, really helped them. They were in dire straits just because they weren't marketing properly. Now you can't get in.
And
thanks to this show.
Yeah, and that's my point here is that our Let's Talk Hookup Whalers Cove Lodge next August, like almost a year away, is we had 40 spots. There's only 6 left.
No way.
Yes. And here's the deal about that, too. They're offering the 2000. They're raising their rates at the end of in 2 days. They're raising their rates, but you can still get the 2017 rates for 2019 trip.
Oh wow!
So or 2018 rates for 2019 trip, which is going to save you a few $100.
That's cool.
So if you want to go to Whalers Cove with us next August, I believe the dates are it's on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the trips page. I think it's August 13th through the 17th. In that area. It's a 4-day trip, and it is absolute fishing paradise. And here's a cool thing about it. My wife, Lolly's going to go, and she doesn't like going all day. So the furthest you're going to fish away from the lodge is like a half an hour.
Yeah.
Most of the time, 15, 20 minutes. So middle of the day, we'll go drop her off. She can go hang out.
Yeah, we'll go read a book, relax.
And, yeah, go walk around the island and check it out. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do there and beautiful accommodations and such. But that's an advantage. If you don't want to fish the full day and everybody on your boat doesn't want to fish the full day, go drop them off and go back out again.
Last time I was there with Dallas, she spent an entire day on the beach. We were having dinner, like at the lodge. They got the killer, you know, big leather chairs and big fireplace inside. And there was a book that was all about Angoon Island and all like the wild berries and stuff that they had. She took an entire day off the boat, went for a hike around the island, picked like every type of salmon berry and wild berry and all, and just had, you know, like you said, just spent the entire one day just hanging out. And then if you don't want to do that, the weather is so consistently perfect.
Yes.
So
Southeast Alaska.
If you fish with someone who is susceptible to motion sickness, it is the best place you could ever take them.
Yep.
It is, I mean,
it's the driest, calmest place in Southeast Alaska.
It's crazy.
The difference between Sitka gets, I think the numbers are like 130 inches a year. This is east of the east of the islands, so they suck all the moisture. I think Whalers Cove gets like 30 inches a year.
That's crazy.
And it's only by the crow flies maybe 50 miles away.
Yeah.
But it's a totally different atmosphere. So if you want to go to Whalers Cove Lodge next August with us, grab a spot, grab one of those last 6 spots, and take advantage of the 2018 rates before they go up. 2 days left. Tuesday, they're going up. WhalersCoveLodge.com. Check out the website, shoot an email to Jay, or just give him a call and secure your spot.
And you had those dates right on, 13 through 17.
13 through 17, 2019. Awesome. All right. All right. Look who's on the line.
You got it, man. It's time to find out what's going on with your saltwater guide. Captain Dave Hansen is on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Pete, Rick. Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Pete, welcome back.
Thank you. Nice to be back there, Dave. And I missed some good fishing, right?
Yeah, like I was telling Rick and Corey last weekend, hang on to your hats. That bluefin had eaten most of all the anchovies out there, and it was going to start to bite, and it is biting out there. The only problem is that weather has kind of been kind of up, but the guys that have been out there, that big bluefin's biting. It's kind of good fishing. But then along the coast and down the line there, that water kind of rolled while you were gone. We had a full moon, 76, 78 degree water, and it kind of got green. But everything's starting to get back together. The weather's coming down, and things are starting to happen. Big news yesterday was the Dana Point boats. I don't know if Brian told you, but they found that big bonita yesterday out in front of the harbor, anywhere from 5 to 10 pounds, biting the troll. Get a jig strike, then it comes to the corner, eats the bait. Pretty fun fish in there. And then look at that yellowfin, that skipjack down below there. It's starting to get back together. Guys had some phenomenal scores yesterday. Calico bass are still biting at Catalina. It's still pretty fair fishing. There's a lot of yellows between Catalina and San Clemente Island. They want to bite. It's just we've had this weird weather this week. It was kind of strange. But everything's getting back together. And like I say every week, the only thing I can tell you guys you have to do is you have to go fishing.
Yeah, man.
You just have to go.
Best advice you can give.
They talk to Dave every day, I don't know, maybe twice a day, three times a day sometimes, and that's where you're going to get your information. No matter what, fishdope.com, whether you're fishing inshore, offshore, bluefin, yellowfin, skipjack, yellowtail, fishdope.com has all the information for you. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And Dave, how do we find you?
Well, guys, check out my website. It is got a phenomenal amount of information on there for fishing in the Southern California Bight. And, Pete, yesterday my nephew and I filmed a brand-new series. It's going to be 5 videos. We're going to be putting it up here at the middle of the month, and it's going to give you all the do's and don'ts of hoop netting because we're a little less than a month away from the start of hoop net season, guys.
Good call,
That's
Dave.
That's right, for sure. Good deal. Is it $5 a month? Is that what it is, Dave?
Yes, sir. Yeah, well, it's not even $5. It's $4.99.
$4.99. It's a great deal, and I watch the videos all the time. You're doing a great job with that, Dave. Captain Dave Hansen, how do we find it?
Well, look at the website is yoursaltwaterguide.com. Check me out. Also, every Sunday I'm on the show with Pete and Rick. I give you guys as much as I can, and I call Fish Dope every time I snag a mackerel. I'm calling and letting them know.
Okay. Thanks, Dave, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
See you, Dave.
All right, you guys, have a great day. See ya.
All right, enjoy Labor Day weekend for sure.
All right, well, the wrap-up today, the catch report was by Gamakatsu Hooks. That's Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. Local tuna and yellowtail fishing is happening, and you should make that Gamakatsu Nautilus hook your go-to hook. It has the strength and durability as well as the right design that makes it easier to hook your bait and put fish on the deck. Get Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks at your favorite tackle store. And I'll throw in one more thing about that Nautilus hook. I think Nautilus has the lightest gauge wire for still appropriately landing a good-sized tuna. And right now, our bait is on the smaller side for sure. It's small sardine. It's healthy and it swims well, but it's small sardine. And having a lighter gauge wire hook can for sure make the difference. If you're fishing a lesser brand hook, you need to really scale down your size to get that wire light enough so that your bait's swimming well. With Gamakatsu, because they've got that light gauge wire, you can still fish an appropriate sized hook to land a bigger tuna, but keep
and
that
it's
bait
a strong
right.
hook.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
There's just no doubt that is the hook a guy should be fishing right now, that Nautilus circle hook. I love
Nautilus
it.
Nautilus circle hook. Right?
Got it, man.
All right. Gary in Longdale, you're next up. Good morning, Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I had a couple things for John.
Good morning, Gary.
Hi, good morning. I was wondering, do you have to be an expert or just show up and relax? And then before you answer that, I wanted to thank you for all your support of so many charities that we have here in Southern California.
No, I'm happy to do it, Gary. You know, it's part of what we do, and you have to put a little bit back in the well. You know, you really do. We've been really lucky with the ranch, and it's a very popular spot, and done very well. So it's good to give back, and good for the charities I know as well. Thank you.
That's awesome.
And now, what are there to do? For,
oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm
you
sorry.
Need to be an expert when you go down there.
You don't have to be an expert at all. I think that's the point. I just mentioned earlier about the couple that came down, newlyweds on their honeymoon, and picked
they
up...
They weren't even planning on fishing.
No, I don't think so, no. And we talked them into it, and they went out and picked up 6 wahoo in one day.
So
beginner's
cool.
luck, and that's a big part. In fact, if you're not a fisherman and you come down, your chances are probably better of catching fish because there really is the... The rookie really gets the fish. So we have excellent captains, all the equipment. They'll lead you through it. And depending on your skill level, you can do everything yourself or they'll do literally everything for you. We're set up either way. And the captains are excellent, and they'll take good care of you. So, and like I say, if you're a rookie and you really haven't done much fishing, your chances are actually better of catching fish.
There you go. Gary, cool. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Jason in Marina Del Rey is up next to our Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Jason.
Hello, Jason.
Uh-oh.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, buddy.
I got a question here for John, and then I have another Baja question. What is your fish processing like at the ranch, and how would we expect to come home with our fish? And then the second question would be, one of my guys is moving to Nagarit, and I just wanted to see if you guys knew anything about the fishing in Nagarit.
Well, I think that's Puerto Vallarta, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
It's about an hour and a half, I believe.
Yeah, that's where Punta Mita is and that whole area there,
north
right?
there, right?
Yeah. There's some great fishing in that area. Yeah, you got big tuna and dorado.
Good inshore fishing. They get lots of sailfish in the you know, in the hotter times of the year. There's lots of rooster fishing, fun fishing. Yeah, there's some great fishing to be had.
So, yeah, you want to hook up with him for sure.
Yeah, I'm a Baja guy.
Yeah, definitely.
We're on as far as the processing goes, we're the only hotel down there now that offers free fish cleaning and freezing. So you can do it yourself at the hotel.
Bring bags, right?
Bring your own bags. We have bags as well, but very few people actually do. So we'll supply bags and the cleaning, and we've got Sub-Zero freezer that'll keep your fish well. We also use the smokehouse, which is a more traditional, like it would be in Alaska.
Top-notch processor, like fisherman's processing or something like that.
Yeah, where they'll vacuum pack, they'll smoke, do whatever you want. We also, you don't have to bring an ice chest down anymore. We've got the cardboard... same carriers that they use from Alaska down, we have available for you, and I think they're $15 or $20.
Wow,
and cool. It saves you bringing an ice chest down to bring your fish back, and saves you a little money. And they work real well. The airlines like them. But again, we've got a great fish cleaning table. We've just redone it this year. It's really our new improvement at the ranch, and we've got an excellent brand new walk-in freezer to keep your fish cool. He's Sub-Zero, actually.
Yeah. And the cool thing, too, is that if you do want to have your fish professionally done by the East Cape Smokehouse, they meet you at the dock.
Oh, yeah.
And take your fish back to the smokehouse.
Right, exactly. They meet every day. They come down to the dock. When
and then they'll before your flight leaves, they'll deliver it.
Yeah,
right?
When they're on time,
they'll deliver it right when you're getting your taxi. They'll be there before and load you up and all easy.
Great service.
Chris does a great job.
Yeah, they do. And they do a good job. They really do. So it gives you the option of doing it yourself or using a professional processor.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Harry in La Jolla, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Harry.
Harry.
Good morning. Hey, John.
Hey, Harry.
I wanted to say hi, and I'm looking forward to coming down there in the very near future when the next trip that DeLue takes down.
We got a truck coming down.
I was just going to say, I'm looking forward to flying as opposed to the drive.
Oh, no, you got to drive, Harry. You got to drive.
All right. we'll do that. John, I have a question about the Dorado. Is there a point in time where the Dorado bite drops off in the fall?
No, you know, the Dorado are kind of a year-round fish. Keep in mind that on the East Cape, the water never gets under 70. Very, very seldom does it go under 70 degrees. So we have the Dorado year-round. They bite a little bit better in the warmer water historically. But this year they've been in throughout the season, and it's been a better Dorado bite than we've had in years. A lot of smaller schooling fish mixed with the occasional bull, and it's been good Dorado fishing. The real story's been the yellowfin. Real consistent yellowfin bite all year, and wahoo. It's been a very good wahoo year as well. So we're enjoying
great.
That. In fact, I just
when are we driving the truck down?
Well, Bill's got to find it first. We got to buy one. And so he's looking around as we speak. And once he does, every year we bring down a new beach truck to get beat up. And
that's funny.
Yeah, that's cool. Harry, thanks a lot for the call.
Thanks,
and
Harry.
When we come back, it's time.
Woo!
We're giving it away. The big 8 grand prizes for our San Diego County Ford dealers remote broadcast. You stay tuned.
I'm pumped, buddy.
Big event right here, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's talk hookup on the Mighty 1090. This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
All right, it's time to talk about the Labor Day Sell-a-thon now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. Ford is offering a great red carpet lease on 2 great SUVs, Edge and Explorer. Lease one during the sell-a-thon. Take advantage of amazing Labor Day deals. Stop into your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer to see if you qualify.
All right, hey, if you're looking to buy a new car, truck, or SUV, check out the vehicles with zero APR financing. Why pay all that money in interest when you can get zero APR for up to 6 years when qualified to finance through Ford Credit?
And if you need a new truck, San Diego County Ford Dealers has got you covered. During the sell-a-thon, they've got great financing deals plus cash back on the legendary F-150. It's the best-selling truck in California for a reason. Now is the time to get into a new F-150.
Log on to buyfordnow.com. Check out all the Labor Day sell-a-thon deals.
All right, but you have to act fast because the sell-a-thon ends September 4th.
You got to visit San Diego County Ford dealers right away. They'll be glad to hook you up.
38 years ago, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome!
I am so ready for this, dude.
Yeah,
I am pumped up. This has been a year in the making. All those great San Diego County Ford live remote broadcasts that we've got to do throughout the year. Lots of fun and lots of casting contests and good times with everybody. And now we are giving away some pretty cool prizes.
Here we go. Now, before we do that, John Ireland had just said he's been getting texts all morning about how good the fishing is. How far off the ranch, John?
About a mile and a half off the ranch. Gary Barnes' web house is on the north end of the property, and it's a mile directly off the front of him. And it's been that way for the last week, picking up 40, 50-pound yellowfin and wahoo and everything else. I mean, literally a three-minute boat ride from the ranch at the moment.
Wow.
They just texted me this morning.
You could pedal your pro angler over there and catch a wahoo or a 50-pound tuna.
Apparently, this morning there's loads of kayaks out there. That's
really?
This is so cool.
That's pretty cool.
You
have all Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks.
We do.
Go out there and go fishing. Flat, calm waters. Beautiful place to go kayak fishing or regular fishing.
Yeah.
A mile off the ranch.
Go on a Nantucket sleigh ride.
Yeah,
huh?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Those big tuna will pull you around.
They will.
Fun stuff.
And the cool thing is, this month, September, 20% off the rooms.
Yeah, 20% now. Yeah, certain dates, but throughout the month of September, we're offering a deep discount, and it's actually the same as our show special.
Wow,
yeah,
that's a great deal.
Yeah, we're trying to get people down and enjoy this
and
great
vision. If you want to go down in October, which is a fantastic month, you get the Let's Talk Local Club card and get 10% off your room.
Yeah,
and so it's a good time to go.
And all of our listeners do, and we're happy to have them.
Yeah, for sure. All right, John, it's time to
do the
drawing here. All right, first thing we're going to do is we're going to draw for the two big grand prizes and set those aside.
So everybody's in it.
So everybody's in at the beginning here. So go ahead and pick two out of there, John.
Okay.
There's one.
Right.
There's
so those are going to be our big grand prize winners, which we'll read at the end, but that way everybody was eligible.
Yeah. All right. Now for the third grand prize. This is kind of a grand prize on its own. The trip on the Blackjack, your own charter.
No doubt about it.
Dana Landing. Yeah.
There you
go,
buddy.
Pick one there.
There you go.
All right. And give me.
Okay.
Mike Hemphill.
Mike, congratulations.
Congratulations,
Mike. Your own charter on the Blackjack out of Dana Landing.
Wow.
That is so cool, Mike. Congratulations.
All right. So now the three
Therese Rod,
which is about, what, 350?
Yeah, I mean, anywhere from the high twos to the mid threes, you got a brand new Therese Rod paired up with a brand new Torium HG reel. Again, a $230 to $250 value. We're talking over a $500 combo here.
All right, John, picked three out of there. And
okay.
Number one, Sutton Miller. Congratulations,
one
Sutton.
More.
Matt White.
All right, Matt.
All right, Matt.
Nice
and Pablo Villa Vincenzo.
Hey, Pablo, you got yourself a new Therese and Torium.
All right. Now, for the Maui Jim cards.
Two cards. So this
winner, $500.
Yeah, this winner's going to get two pairs of Maui Jims no matter what they want in the Maui Jim catalog. You're getting two Maui Jims coming your way.
Yep. And it's Dave Myers.
Hey,
congratulations, Dave. One for your mom.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've been sharing one with Sarah Lee.
Yeah, for sure. And the AFCO shopping spree, $500. You just go to AFCO.com, pick what you want, let me know, and we order it up for you. Is Dave Dodge.
All right, Dave.
Dave Dodge.
Won yesterday.
All right. Now, the winner of the trip to Cedros kayak fishing, for one, and a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak from Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay.
There's only
two guys left. Mo Gannon.
Hey.
Mo Gannon.
Congratulations, Mo.
That's a big prize for sure, Mo. And John, the last one that you drew, the trip for two to Rancho Leonero, including round trips tickets on Alaska Airlines. We want to thank John Ireland from Rancho Leonero and also Alaska Airlines and, of course, John for his generous donation. Dave Rote.
Hey, Dave. Congratulations.
See you soon, Dave. See you soon, buddy.
That's great.
Wow. So that's it. And we want to, of course, thank all our supporters, including John and Fastlane Kayaks and Hobie and of course, Cedros Kayak Fishing, Dana Landing, Shimano, Maui Jim,
AFCO.
And, of course, you for all you supporting, and the San Diego County Ford dealers. Thanks for all their support. Of course, if the stars align, we'll do it again next year.
Cowboy, Dave, Tommy P, Grant, you know, I mean, we got a great team that, and it's a team effort. Our chief engineer, Isaiah, for sure. Like, those are so much fun and lots of fun to get to hang out with everybody and get to see cool Ford cars and trucks. And they've been a lot of fun, and I want to get to say thanks for everybody, too. It's been a great time. A
lot of effort put into there by a lot of people, and we want to throw a big thanks out to everybody
out
there.
Arnie, too. We got to mention Arnie.
Oh, you got to mention Arnie. Arnie's done a great job, and thanks to all of them for sure. So, let's go find out what's cooking right now.
Buddy.
Our buddy Yanni from Fisherman'sBelly.com is on the line. What's up, Yanni?
Hi, Yanni.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, John. I just love the show. I love listening to stories about Baja, and what I really love are Baja Yellowtail. And I know this time of year, a lot of fishermen are coming home with Yellowtail. And I'll tell you what, just as many fishermen that are coming home with Yellowtail, I'm getting just as many emails from their wives complaining that they're coming into the kitchen trying to fillet the Yellowtail and making a complete mess.
Dang.
A complete mess. And, you know, it takes all the fun out of it. So I put together a how to fillet a Yellowtail video that does a few things. It teaches you how to fillet a Yellowtail without making a mess. It also teaches you how to portion up the Yellowtail, starting from the tail section, the loins, the belly, the collar, even the head, how to portion all that and create meals out of it. But here is the best part, and brace yourselves for this one, gentlemen. I do the filleting in my kitchen in a suit and tie.
Nice!
That's cool.
You bet. And I don't get one drop of blood on me. It's just that easy to do.
Sounds great.
I'm just looking at the video right now at fishermansbelly.com. You're looking very dapper in that suit and tie, my friend.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, I'm hoping everybody else will become an expert, and they can wear a suit and tie and really impress the hell out of their wives.
There you go. Yanni, cool. fishermansbelly.com. We'll have that up on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the Angler's Table page. Yanni, always a great job, and sorry I missed you in the studio, but I understand you ate quite well.
You missed a good one, buddy. Yeah. You missed a good one.
Thanks, fellas, and I'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
All right, Yanni. Yanni, appreciate that. Phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it, buddy. Bruce in Lemon Grove, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Bruce, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as usual. Question is for John. When you're down there, if your friend didn't want to go with you, if you're solo, can you get on a panga with somebody else?
Yeah, you know, normally you can. I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of guys bring their wives, and the wives are not anxious to fish, so there's solos. So normally, I can't guarantee it, but normally at the bar, and everybody congregates in the bar in the afternoon, especially when they come in from fishing, and you get the opportunity to partner up with someone. 9 times out of 10, you can. I can't guarantee it. The boats, again, are the Super Panga is $350 for the day from 1 to 3 people. So it's pretty reasonable even if you have to go out on your own.
Yeah, and a lot of times people want to share the Panga to defray the cost. And,
right.
And you can ask John or your boat guy. They'll know who's kind of looking for a partner, right?
Yeah, Eddie's the guy that you talk to. Yeah. Eddie's the boat dispatcher and runs the boat.
He knows who wants the
boat. Yeah, and he's got his finger on the pulse of that. Does a great job. He really does a good job.
Like you say, having a cold cerveza at the bar, you make those deals probably more. That's probably the easiest way to do it. You end up BSing about fishing. Oh, I'm looking to go tomorrow. And, you know, it's either that guy's having a margarita and says, I want to go, or, oh, you know, so-and-so down there, I was talking to them, they don't have anybody to go with tomorrow, but they'd want to split it with you. I mean, it's casual.
That's the unique part of the ranch. It's so small and everything that everyone gets to know everyone.
Yeah,
so if
you
have the opportunity to friend up with somebody and buddy up with the fishing, normally you can. You know, I can't guarantee it, but nine times out of 10, you'll be able to do it.
But also, when you call the office, you talk to Pam or Jeannie, they might know of somebody going at the time you're going that's looking for somebody.
Exactly.
You're totally right on that, too.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce.
All right, how about next one? We talk to John. He's got us from Capistrano Beach this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Question for John. Do you have, like, a wedding package? Do you ever do weddings down at the ranch?
Oh, good question. We sure do. We do 6 or 7 a year. Great place to do weddings, you know. You take over the whole hotel, and we'll customize your meals, and it's also inexpensive if you can get your guests to come and stay at the hotel. Every 10 rooms we sell, we give a free room away. So for the bride and the groom, both of their parents and the bride and groom can stay for free. And I mean, you end up paying for alcohol and the justice of the peace, and that's about it. And flowers if you want.
Yeah, and Frank Lopresti and Kathy had their wedding down there. It was a great wedding. I attended that, and it was just a great spot for a wedding.
It's a perfect spot. Go to our website, and you'll see we've got a wedding page on there, and it is a great spot. Yeah. It's a beautiful, beautiful spot to have a wedding.
And I got
to
tell you, that whole, you basically own the whole place
what
if
a
you
cool
have the
way
whole
to
group.
Do it.
And I'm going to say it's a fraction of the cost of doing a travel wedding anywhere else.
Oh, no, yeah, it's such a deal.
Fraction.
It's such a deal, and it's such a nice place to do it. And like I say, you have the whole place is yours. We'll customize the meals. Everybody can take all their clothes off and run around if they want to have a nude wedding. I mean, it's that private. You can get it. You can do whatever you like.
Yeah,
and it's a great spot to do it too.
Yeah, and there's several beautiful locations on the beach and the up
on the
lawn,
front patio,
grass,
or in the central courtyard where the fountain is.
Yeah, what a good call, man.
Yeah, no,
totally.
it's a great spot to do weddings. It really is.
Indeed, just call the office and talk about your dates and make the arrangements.
Good question, John. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate that.
How about next up, we talk to Carrie, calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Carrie. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm actually just calling in because I wanted to reiterate how great Rancho Leonero is, not only for couples but for families. I first went there 20 years ago with my parents and came back with my husband last year, and we'll be back there in October.
Oh, how cool.
Great.
Carrie.
Thanks,
Carrie.
Carrie. Thank you, Carrie.
And you like going down there with the kids, too?
No kids yet.
All right.
But like you say, a great family spot. I mean, whether you're bringing your own or part of it, I mean, there's plenty to do, and it's easy, and it's very safe, and it's a small hotel, and it's easy to get around. And I mean, we've heard it 10 times about how friendly the staff is and how good they are with kids. I'm with you for sure. It's a great family spot.
Have you snorkeled yet in front, Carrie? Have you been out diving on the reef?
Yes, it's absolutely gorgeous. And like I said, first time I went, I was about 12 years old with my parents. And even that was great and friendly from that aspect. But then the snorkeling, the kayaking, the fishing, everything's fantastic. Everyone is wonderful to work with.
Wow. Great. Thanks, Carrie.
That's a nice call. Appreciate that.
I appreciate
very much.
That, Carrie.
Yeah,
thank
indeed.
You.
All right, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones. You want to get through? It's been a busy morning. A couple lines open up. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090.
How about Mike from Rosemead this morning? Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everyone. There, Pete, once again, it's brought up every week, but you do have really a great show with all your guests and the good giveaways you have, and you just gave away some a few minutes ago. But
thank you.
Put in perspective, I'm your age, and years ago, I used to fish a lot out of Loretto, and we used to make our own bait on the pongas, John. And so my question is, do your guests make their own bait, or do they have, like a local supply all the bait? We used to use the yarn jigs. I don't think the shabikis were involved yet. But so how does that bait situation work out?
Yeah, normally we have all kinds of bait, and we buy the bait in the morning. It's supplied to us. We get sardine. This year we've had sardine, mackerel, depending
on
the
time. No issues with bait this year?
None. We've had more sardine we've had this year than the last six or seven. But we have squid as well. We've got ballyhoo. We've got all the bait you need, and you don't have to make it yourself. It's all supplied for you. I figure about $30 a day worth of bait, and you're good to go for the whole boat.
All right. Perfect. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. That does free up 877-792-1090.
How about Jim in Fallbrook next on Let's Talk Hookup? Good morning, Jim.
Morning, Jim.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Great, Jim.
Morning, Jim.
My friend Mo on that canoe, as soon as I get off the phone, I'm going to call him, see if I can borrow it.
Yeah, he's a big winner there.
I know. He's a big guy, too.
Yeah.
Hey, what I really was calling about, I ran out of that motion sickness that I get down there in Mexico you guys told me about. What was the name of that again?
The motion sickness medication, you said?
Are you talking about Scopace or
Epalamine?
Huh? You get it. They don't sell it here. You have to get it in Mexico.
Oh.
Sergeon Forte.
Yeah, Sergeon Forte. Sergeon Forte. Good memory, Ricky.
I got you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Very good.
It's a new one for
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
I get a call at the tackle store probably once a month. What's the name of that one that you guys were talking about, you know, yeah. 5 years ago? And so, yeah, I've committed.
And a lot of people. Does it work?
Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
If you're sick, you can take it and it helps you.
Really?
Really?
Sergeon Forte.
Yeah, because I really have motion sickness bad. I fish a lot, and, man, that's the only thing that I ever had that helps me.
I believe that's like a nausea medication for, like, post-surgery patients.
Yeah.
I think that's where that originally came from. So,
yeah.
You know,
well, it works.
If it calms the nausea, then, hey, that's all good.
And as always, consult
yes.
your doctor. We're not advocating
taking
any medicines here on Let's Talk Hookup. We're not doctors, so... Consult your doctor before you take anything like that, for sure.
Yeah, good call.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, how about we jump back into the phones, talk to Jeff. He's calling us from Santee this morning. What's up, Jeff? Thanks for hanging in there.
Hey, guys. Good morning, man. Really enjoying the show this morning.
Thank you.
Hey, quick question. My son and I were down in June for your tournament and everything, and I want to kind of take some other family down there, next trip down there. I was wondering do you guys have any? Is there any chance of having any kind of shade cover on the beach down there? Maybe a palapa or something like that, where you can kind of escape the sun down there when you're right there on the water.
We have Maui Jim umbrellas.
Maui Jim umbrellas.
Oh, that's cool.
No, they're actually and they're actually in the office there, and we've got a half a dozen that you can take down. We'll set up for you. Every time I put a palapa in front of the hotel, a hurricane comes and takes it away. No kidding. So, but anyway, we have a lot of sun umbrellas.
Yeah, I've seen people down on the beach there having like full on beach parties with the umbrellas and the kayaks and the paddle boards.
I actually meant Tommy Bahama. I got Maui Jim on the brain. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. The bar is just way too few steps for, you know, and that's probably my favorite place in the whole world is that beautiful bar at Rancho Lanero, and it's just too few steps to get from the beach to there. So
yeah.
if I need to get out of the shade, I'm just going to duck upstairs and grab a margarita real quick.
But if you were a beach kind of person and like to hang out on the beach, it's available.
We have plenty of umbrellas for you. Yeah.
All right. Hey, hope that helped you out. Thanks a lot for the
phone
call this morning.
All right. Why don't we jump back in and talk to Doug. Doug's calling us from Montebello this morning. Hi, Doug. Welcome to the show. Yo, Doug.
All right, let's talk to Janelle in San Diego. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning.
Hi, Janelle.
Hey, this is Dave Rohde's wife.
Whoa.
Oh, how cool.
And
congratulations,
I am so excited. I told Adam I'll probably start crying because this is a dream come true.
Oh, that's
for
awesome.
For me, Dave has wanted to take me, and he's actually in Cedros today. Fishing with Rosie and Jeff.
Oh, nice.
So I don't know if he even knows he won the prize.
Wow.
And I've been standing here just so excited. I said, who can I call?
I'll call
the radio station and tell them thank you so much.
Well,
I'm so excited.
You're going to have a great time. You know, you're going to... Four nights lodging, a couple days of fishing, and round trip ticket on Alaska Airlines. And you live in Poway, so you'd probably take the Alaska Airlines two flights a day out of San Diego, right, John?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
right. Well, thank you. I am so tickled. So tickled.
You are going to absolutely love it, Janelle. It's such a fun spot, and we're so excited you get to be going.
We'll take good care of you. And try to come down in October. Fishing's really good right now.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Okay. I will definitely pass that along to him.
And also, we'll be in touch. We'll have you hook up with Pam and Jeannie in the Rancho Lanero office, and you can set up your dates, and then we'll get you a voucher for the Alaska Airlines tickets. And have a great time.
Yeah, great going, Joe.
Thank
That's
you.
Awesome.
Yeah,
all right.
Thank
see you,
you
soon.
So much.
Okay. Thanks a lot for
appreciate
the call.
Appreciate all you do.
Congratulations.
All right, thank you.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Maui Jims, the Kanoa Coast. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Come join our seasoned crew led by Captain Aaron Remy and me on a fishing adventure to remember. Our 2018 schedule is available now with multi-day trips to fit your budget. The Searcher has remodeled cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and great meals prepared by our chefs. Don't wait. Book your adventure online now at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Visit SearcherSportFishing.com.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalandy.com for more details.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, big winner of a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. The Kanoa Coast is going to Carrie in San Diego. Carrie, congratulations. You are going to love those new Maui Jims.
Indeed. John Ireland picked on lucky number 13. Carrie was number 13, and she wins the Maui Jim sunglasses. And we have a special guest in the studio. If you ever call the Rancho Leonero booking office, a lot of times you'll talk to Pamela Bensimon. And Pamela is here. Pamela, thanks for joining us. Good morning. And talk right into that mic. Don't be shy. I know you're not shy.
Okay. That is for sure.
Yeah,
I can confirm that.
So what's the procedure if somebody wants to book a trip to Rancho Leonero?
Give us a call, 800-646-2252. The office is open tomorrow. So all you folks that are not working, give me a call and book a trip.
Yeah. So do you advise people on, you know, what boats to take, what rooms to take? There's so many different variety of rooms.
There's so many options.
Yeah, and you know them all.
We customize the trip for the guest.
Yeah, you spend about a month a year down there, right?
I try to.
Yeah.
I'll vouch
Dave,
for
you and Phil.
I'll vouch for Pam, too. She made our last trip. I went down with my whole family, mom, dad, sister in Dallas. We all went there. And Pam instantly like, well, I would recommend this room for dad because he likes this over here. And, you know, maybe you guys want to do room 15 and 16 because those are adjoining. Or maybe you want to do this. I mean, nobody knows the ranch like Pam and is so good at like kind of picking your brain and asking you questions on what you want and then kind of customizing. Well, you should probably take this room and that one because they offer this and that. She just knows it so well and is so accommodating.
And you set up the transfers for everybody?
We do.
Yeah, so you just go to the airport, you get your airfare, you get to the airport in Cabo, and your guy's there waiting with a sign.
Yep.
And take you right to the ranch.
Turnkey.
Yeah.
So awesome.
And
show up.
Right. If you like to drink and you like margaritas, you can go straight to the bar if you want, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Tradition. You
indeed.
Have to.
Yeah. So, John, thank you very much. Pamela is great. And, of course, Jeannie, your daughter, answers the phones, too. So,
And Olivia.
It's a family operation.
It
and that's
sure
what's
is,
cool
yeah.
About
for
Rancho
many
Leonero.
Years. For yeah, over sure. 30 now.
Yeah, over 30. And, of course, our 27th anniversary next weekend. We'll be celebrating, and hopefully you'll call in and
Saturday.
Share some of the old stories with us about that. So in the meantime, if somebody's coming to Rancho Leonero, how do we find it?
It's 800-646-2252, or go to our website, rancholeonero.com. We're uploading good photos all the time. It's been a really good fishing year.
Website's great.
Really
you're doing
good.
A lot of great stuff. Yeah, and keep up that great work on the phones there, Pam.
Thank you.
And advising people. And of course, we still have space available on our June tournament.
We do.
And which you and Phil always come to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and sometimes win.
Sometimes.
Yeah. and there's still good boats available. And good rooms available for that June tournament.
Definitely.
So it's not too early. And if you get the Let's Talk Hookup Club card, you get 10% off on the
room. Any time of the year.
Yeah, any time of the year. Yeah, cool. All right, guys, thanks for coming. Yeah,
great
John, thanks for all your support of Let's Talk Hookup.
Thanks, Pete, Rick.
We'll look forward to talking to you on Saturday and Sunday.
Show means a lot.
Yeah.
Show means a lot to us, for sure. And thank you.
Well, thank you. And thank you for listening. Yeah, indeed. Next Saturday, our 27th anniversary show on the air. 27 years, I can't believe it.
Crazy.
Already there. Adam's put together some amazing stuff with Marty and some of the old figures that aren't around anymore of the show. So Adam's going to be a part of the show next week, and of course, always a part of the show, thanks to Adam on that. And then Corey, our new co-host, will be here too.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
And Rick and myself. That's the show next Saturday, the anniversary show with Pete, Rick, Adam, and Corey. Then next Sunday, Captain Brandon Hayward, the man on the tuna, right there will be from Bite Fishing Charters, will be right here in the studio. That's going to be a great show. Thanks for listening today. Thanks for all your support. And we'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.